they're not more refugees, if there's some sort of semblance of some, you know, political order, else, you know, the beneficiaries are Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and other similar-minded groups.
That was Nader Hashemi in conversation and in interview with Imran Qureshi. You've been listening to KGNU's Hemispheres. The following program, we do want to say a quick special thanks to Ishmael Akbulut and the Mosaic Foundation in Aurora, Colorado. And again, you can tune in to Hemispheres every Tuesday night at 6. Next up, coming up at the top of the hour here, is going to be Cabaret, 7 o'clock.
Good evening, everybody. You're tuned into KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to the KGNU Cabaret, where we feature live music every Tuesday from 7 to 8. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. Tonight, we're here with Dechen Hawk. How you doing, Dechen?
Well, thank you.
What are you going to play for us first?
A tune of mine called Child of the Wind.
Sing this love song, the one that will help me carry on. So know the things we said and done, love's through the setting sun. I'm sing this song and say, I pray that you give it a try. That to keep it alive, I pray. Just let me know if you ever have to go. I know you got a lot of things, baby. Spy upon the love you bring home. Support what you have to do. Baby, so I know everything gloomin' you. Cause I pray that you give it a try. I pray to keep it alive. I pray that you just let me know if you ever have to go. And just like a child of the wind, you swept me off my feet and then took me for a ride. Helped me open up inside. You showed me how to love like the stars up above and well up from below. So patient and so slow, how can I stand by with this love look in your eye? Not pull you close to me and love you tender. Baby's home alone. Always pick up the telephone, cause I can feel the me when you're on my mind. Even though we're miles apart, still feel the warmth within my heart, 'cause I can feel you loving me when you're on mine. I love the way you wandered into a life that I left waiting for you. I will always be thankful to have you on my mind. Love the way I'm falling for you, the way you fall with me too. I will always be there for you. Eyes. Think I'm beginning to realize what love is like with a compromise when you're on my mind. Nectar sweet as a honeybee, dancing your way straight into me with love like you would leave when you're on my mind. I love the way you wandered into love that I left waiting for you. I will always be thankful to have you on my mind. I love the way I'm falling for you, the way you fall with me too. I will always be there for you, 'cause you're on my mind.
Go crazy, I start to move my hips. Makes me crazy, good.
speed. I don't mean maybe. The phone starting to feel so long. I could get a fix, but I'm getting tired of tricks. Need a lap dance play, old and just get by. That's what I'm gonna do, cause my juggle choices are you see won't be gone.
We're here live in the studio with Detch and Hawk. We're also joined by Alex Armstrong, holding it down on drums. I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. He's listening to Cabaret on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. So you didn't start playing music, or I beg your pardon, you started playing music when you were 14 and writing, but your sound and inspiration started taking shape much sooner than that. In fact, maybe even like right in the crib. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, my parents listened to a lot of great music that I appreciate the influence. I certainly coined, you know, the phrase that I was rocked to sleep to Stevie Wonder, but it was more of an issue of that's what actually worked. You know, like I seemed to have like a preference from the start, and that's what soothed me and what would actually put me to sleep at night, so, or put me down for a nap or something. So I definitely had the preference for that style of music and appreciation for it early on.
We can hear the ripple effects today. Yeah. And I think that's fantastic. I'm always amazed at the flowers that grow out of the manure that life will throw at people. Let's talk about when you started playing music.
Yeah, my dad got sick. He got brain cancer when I was in junior high, basically, somewhere in there, 13 years old. And I just needed a way to express myself. Like you said, I had definitely been, you know, I was singing songs, actually making up songs and singing as a child and playing, learning to play piano and different things like that. But in terms of like solid songwriting, that did come at this time where I needed to express myself. And I asked for a guitar, I think an electric guitar specifically, just to start there. And yeah, the experience, I'm grateful for it because I know that there's a lot of directions you can go when you're in a challenging space, and certainly could have turned to drugs or other things. So I'm grateful for my community and my family and then just for music and that outlet. And I just absorbed it so fast, I magnetized to it and just really appreciated having a way to express myself. I'm just like, show me a chord, show me another chord. Once I had two or three, I was like, that's enough for a song, and just started, you know, jotting it down, and the rest is history.
And now you create music to transform and heal.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that was, I was doing that for me, you know, to heal myself in that space. And I think as I continued to play and meet other musicians and kind of find a community, which was really healing in high school, it became clear to me that, oh, you could be sharing this with other people and it could have a similar value or effect. So I think as the years went on, I started, you know, going down to the Penny Lane coffee shop, and I kind of got my start down there, and I'd be doing the open mics and sharing my songs with people and learning from other songwriters. And so, yeah, it was a great experience. And I think that's, you know, life's hard enough, right? So what can we each do? And for me, I have a calling, I have a gift, and it's to write music that is intended to be healing, you know, whether it's simply soothing or it's fun and sexy and dancey, or it makes you cry or it makes you think about hard topics. Either way, you know, the intention behind it is healing.
What have you got next for us?
Oh, let's see. Right before the pandemic, at the beginning of 2020, I released a new recorded version of a song of mine called I Want You Around, which is on Spotify, and that's where you found that. Let's see. It was really fun because I had the song for many years, and I've had many versions. I've tried to record it on different albums and ended up never keeping it on the album when I would release stuff. And it just took the right group of guys in a room, you know, as a band to pull it off. And it was, I was just grateful for that kind of arranging, you know, that you can get from your brothers and friends and just be like, all right, what does this song need? Because I love it and I got all these great ideas and it's really close, but like, what's going to take it there? And it was really the group of guys I was playing with.
How many times did you try to lay it down in the studio before you came up with what you have now?
I mean, there was an original recording, which was actually an a cappella song. So I sang most of it, all the different parts, and kind of composed it that way. And it was cool, but the recording quality wasn't so great. So that was the first one. And then the second one, I tried to replicate that with instruments, and the kind of combination of the two just wasn't landing. And so I kind of dropped the a cappella thing and just went straight for this band version. But you'll hear it. It's got a nice kind of reggae jank that I just was never expecting it to have. So I'm delighted with how it turned out. Yeah.
Friendship, how to friend you be found,
This is a tune called I Belong.
Help me understand, I may still be your man. Whether you're cold, whether you're brave, whether there's mistakes that I made, we can work things out. Let's sit and talk about whether you're feeling alone or whether you finally found your home. In the sweetness of you, I belong where certainty is true. I belong in the comfort of your arms. I belong with you. Help me to see things clear. I'm out to work, my dear. Whether you're in, whether you're out, whether your thoughts are full of doubt, we got all we need just between you and me. Whether there's friends around, whether there's no one to be found.
Get compared to other artists and have been influenced by other artists, and some artists really don't care for that. I feel like you lean into your influences. So we already heard about when you met Stevie Wonder. When did Jeff Buckley come into your life, and how did that relationship start? What was going on, man?
Definitely like a teenager in high school, I would guess. Similar time to when my dad passed. I don't know if I made that clear that he did actually pass. And yeah, some friends turned me on to him, and I didn't really like it, to be honest. It didn't really land for me.
It doesn't feel good like Stevie Wonder does. Stevie Wonder feels good when you unpackage it. You know what I mean? Right when you open it, it's delightful. Jeff Buckley, not as much.
It's interesting, yeah. And it took me kind of... What I appreciate is sometimes things that you love right away, they get old quick and you kind of move on. Whereas Jeff, like, it was this acquired taste where I continued to go deeper and I was like, oh, this guy is just really good. Like, and his vocal abilities, I was really intrigued, and I knew that I had something in me that needed to come out that I could learn from his style of singing. So I learned his songs, I embodied him, I took voice lessons and really... you know, wanted to be him for a period of time where I just tried to like assimilate what I could of that and then let it go and show more in my early songwriting on guitar and open tunings and stuff like that.
What do you got next for us?
Let's see. What do we have next? So the most recent single I released is called Lady Divine that we'll play. And, you know, that was something that we had... It was on the heels of the previous release, and then the pandemic started, and we had started recording, and not sure what was going to happen. So basically took course over the pandemic, where we were working remotely and trying all these different things out. And it was cool to see that, you know, like that didn't stop us, that I was still able to have, you know, my sax player record at home and send a bunch of different tracks in, and, you know, and then I could find time to come into the studio and mix things and see what we needed. And so it was a great process. And so for me, it's sort of a testament to, you know, making it through on some level. But the idea, Lady Divine, it's more of a devotional love song to music herself. And I consider her to be feminine, and there to be this divine quality of feminine that I'm interacting, or I'm like in an interaction with, in a relationship with my whole life. And that's been this dance with music, whatever this thing is that I'm doing. And so this, you know, a lot of my songs might be love songs, but I think they, at the root, they're either about me and the loss that I've felt, you know, like losing a loved one, like my dad, but also, you know, the coming and going of this divine entity that I relate to and compose. So Lady Divine really is me just putting it very clearly here. This one's for you. You know, let me get oriented to the key that we're in so I don't mess this up.
Thank you.
you, baby. I'll give you my world. You're my baby lady. I'm your boy, you're my girl. Ain't no room for maybe. I'm sitting to find your forever crazy. You're my lady divine.
Is a song that I wrote just about relationship and wondering if there was the right person out there for me. It's called Are You Out There? And it was actually the thing that ended up drawing my now wife to me. And it was an amazing opportunity to just be honest and vulnerable out in the world and send this message out and then have it received. And I played a show at E-Town and played this song and then got her up on stage and proposed to her. It was awesome. It was awesome. It was fun.
Are you out there? Or in another time? Do you exist? Are you just hard to find? And should I give up and be alone? Should I venture out to find my home? Are you also this scared? Would you let down dreaming? Thought I saw your face, but I'm still unsure, for it just left a trace. Are you wondering, just like me, is there a chance that we could be? Are you also this scared? Would you let down your hair if I asked you to?
Next one's a tune called You to Me. Together, or you want me to kick it off? All right.
time I'd spend in longing. Don't regret a single hour. Never play the silly game of a big better blind. I'm happy to stay in all day and sing amongst the April showers, tethered in a single song. Right away the hours, 'cause you to me are not the rushing sea, and you with me, honey, are all I need. I like the way you get all nervous anytime I come around. Off floods, your heart starts beating from the slightest sound. Tender is the love we're making, tales of a love abound. Each and every moment fleeting, we hardly touch the ground. 'Cause you to me are not the rest.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Cabaret on KGNU, and we're here live in the studio with Dutch and Hawk, tickling the ivories and singing the songs, and Alex Armstrong holding it down on drums. Real quick, I want to just give you a second to throw out your social media. Where can people find you?
Yeah, I mean, you can find everything that I do at DutchandHawk.com. DECHENHAWK.com. And then you can find stuff on YouTube as well. Pretty much everything is the username /DutchandHawk. So same thing with Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and wherever else.
And I'll say through my research, Dutchin is very accessible. He's easy to find, and he's got a lot to say. So check it out when you get a chance. 2020. The worst of times, the strangest of times. Lessons learned? Anything? I learned a lot.
Yeah.
My eyes were open to things I thought that I was clear on already.
Yes, absolutely.
What about you?
You know, as a independent artist, which essentially means you're also like a small business owner and you know, like an entrepreneur. You know, I've been getting after this, like we said, since, you know, with intention since my dad passed when I was 14. And then, you know, the mid 90s were incredible. And, you know, artists were being picked up, all of these labels. I thought music was weird and cool and interesting. And a lot of it was in mainstream music. And so I thought it was a really special time. And, you know, I just went for it. I went for the hope that that would happen. And, I feel like I just hadn't stopped hustling or looked up since then. That's a while. Like, I'm 41 now, you know, and to get the opportunity was strangely much appreciated. You know, there was a lot of stress and fear that went around it, and I'm grateful for different music grants and support from communities and all kinds of things, you know, that helped make it happen. But that opportunity to stop, I just don't think I had stopped this whole time. And so to take stock of what am I doing? What is working? What isn't working? What do I even want to be doing anymore? You know, like I just completely self-identify as a musician. There was no other question, but what if I just wanted to garden? You know, like what if I just wanted to do something different? You know, like just gave myself the chance to at least think that and feel that. And so really in that amount of time, I let myself just stop and not have to be kind of on or in the spotlight or whatever, you know, to whatever degree I am. But, you know, with social media, you're sort of basically here I am all the time. Here's what I'm doing. And that's just for everyone to see. And so I actually appreciated some sense of my own space and my own privacy and my own time. But then I've been an educator and I've enjoyed doing music lessons and stuff, but I really twisted, or tweaked, I guess, you know, my offering, because I got clearer on who am I and what is it that I offer. And I love songwriting. I mean, songwriting is just this incredible craft. So I really feel like I cater to singer-songwriters, any kind of songwriter really, but we all kind of get whittled down to singer-songwriters at some point here. And then getting to take that and, like, you know, also coach artists basically and help guide them through blockages or other things that are going on. Often people sort of get to a certain point. They're like, I don't know how to get past this or what's next or what am I missing? And I've spent so much time studying and teaching at universities and doing as much study as I possibly could to understand theory and how songwriting works and taking workshops and all that stuff. So it's just, for me, it's so great to be able to give that back. And I genuinely enjoy workshopping tunes. Like a lot of my students bring a song and they're like, it's just not quite, I don't know what's missing. And we get to just back and forth and like have a really great dialogue. And by the end of the session, we've got a great tune.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they call that the producer. Is that something you see yourself doing down the road, producing albums for artists?
Yeah, I do that as well. I absolutely love that aspect of arranging and the different instrumentation. And I have produced a couple albums with other people. I generally produce my own material as well. So yeah, absolutely available for that and enjoy that. And so yeah, I think it was it was a time for reflection and then to kind of double down on the things that do work, spend some time educating and come out the other side of the pandemic with a just more clear out, you know, take on what it is.
Circling back more sure than ever before.
Yes.
You know, an hour is never enough time. Let's jump back into some tunes. What do you say?
Cool. What we didn't have on our list, which you asked for, was that Satisfied Mind tune. And
oh.
Something tells me I could probably pull it off.
We're in for a real treat now, listeners.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had money, I wouldn't do things my way? Little they know that it's so hard to find when a rich man in town with that satisfied mind. See, money can buy back all your youth when you're old. A friend when you're lonely, or a peace to your soul. This was certain when it comes my time. Oh, I leave this whole world with that satisfied mind. Oh, yeah.
This is a fun closer tune of I always like to play. Okay, cool. Let's see then. Ooh, do this actually instead. It's called I Can't Walk Away.
Pity that I can't grab hold of you. Shouts me out, time just slips away. There's no doubt in my heart it yearns for you. It's no wonder that I can't walk away.
you're just joining us, you've been listening to Cabaret. We've been live in the studio with Detchen Hawk and Alex Armstrong holding it down on drums. Thank you so much for being here this evening with us. Real quick, before we close out with one more song,
yeah,
throw out your social medias, your websites one more time for our listeners that might want to get in touch.
Thank you. Yeah, you can find everything I offer at DechenHawk.com, DechenHawk.com. And then same thing with Facebook and everything, you know, Instagram, everything's going to be /DechenHawk. Stay in touch, SoundCloud, all of that stuff.
Any shows coming up? Anything live? Where can we track you down?
We have a fun one coming up with the full band up at the Jamestown Mercantile soon. That'll be listed on the website, or you can always sign up for the mailing list. I'll let you know when I'm doing stuff.
Any recordings or releases coming forward we can look forward to?
There's some songs in the works, yeah.
Nice. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
And real quick, any advice for aspiring songwriters or musicians? A little quick nugget of hope and inspiration?
Don't get up and don't do it alone.
Nice. Thanks again so much for being here. You've been listening to Cabaret. We've been live in the studio with Detchen Hawk and Alex Armstrong. And I'm your good buddy, Dr. Decibel. You're tuned in to KGNU. Why don't you close us out, take us out with one more, Detchen, please.
Will do. And thanks, Doctor, for having us. And thanks to KGNU and everyone that is working here behind the scenes to help make this happen. Appreciate you. This is a song called Wait For It. Giving it up the way that you know that you do. Giving it all the worth and mean. Giving it up with the mean. Giving it all the feelings that they say you do. Giving it up in love with baby. Covered it off, love is crazy. This could be love and life and maybe something strong. Giving you all the love for maybe. Giving you life and all that baby. Giving you something sure that comes from the inside. I see. Mm-hmm. But I cried to feel the summer, and this hurting's like lumber, and I don't ever seem to wait this long. Oh, but everybody sees the way we ought to be. And lately fallen feeling that suits me. I'm giving it up in love with baby. I covered it up, love this crazy. This could be love and life and maybe something strong. I'm giving you all the love for maybe. I'm giving you life and all that baby. I'm giving you something so that comes from the inside. I'm singing no, living all the time. I didn't know, didn't know, give me a simple hand out. I don't know, to anticipate me. I didn't know, didn't know, having all time. Oh, no, 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 singing, hop, hop, could be all that, that you need. Hop, hop, could be all that, that you need. Hop, hop, could be. I'm giving you all the love for maybe. Giving you life and all that, baby. I'm giving you something so that comes from the inside. Wait for it.
de Raíces Brewing Company, que presenta Suave, un festival de cerveza artesanal el sábado 18 de septiembre de 12 a 6 p.m. en Steam on the Platte en Denver. Suave es una celebración de comunidad, cultura y cerveza latina en la que se presentarán cervecerías artesanales latinas, camiones de comida, actuaciones musicales de Mono Verde, Los Mocochetes y más. Boletos y más información en suavefest.com.
Support comes from Planet Bluegrass, presenting the Punch Brothers, featuring special guests Aoife O'Donovan and Hawktail, on September 16th in Lyons, Colorado. Ticket information for this show can be found at shop.bluegrass.com.
You are tuned into KGNU's Corriente, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Este es el lamento, lamento cumbia, pero que se escuche en la sabana. Y pa' la mujer que quiero, me sale dentro el alma. Desde mi hamaca cuando canto a mi mulata. Habla de cosas bellas cuando escucha mi lamento.
El lamento cumbiambero.
Y yo soy el cumbiambero de la sabra y el lamento.